Time for another local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and Nick Seaman from the Black Sheep Deli on Main Street in Amherst, where my wife and I used to walk on a very regular basis when we lived on Main Street in Amherst for a cup of coffee or a sweet treat or just to hang out and listen to some jazz music on a Sunday. But Nick, what neither Phil from CISA nor I knew is that, you know, we hear a lot about restaurants that want to source local products, local agriculture for their wares that they're going to share in their restaurants. You kind of did it in the reverse.
Yeah, well, I own a farm in Leverett, and we started in the Black Sheep in 1986, and we're trying to bring food down from the farm right away, as much as I had time to grow.
So, but you got a degree in agriculture. Like, your notion was more that you were going to be a farmer, maybe, than a restaurateur?
Oh, God, yeah, I didn't want to be a restaurateur. I just wanted to grow things.
So what happened then? What made you?
Bills.
Because it was not, the local agriculture wasn't as well supported then? Or?
Well, I didn't inherit a farm, so I bought a place with a mortgage. I bought the farm.
Yeah, don't ever do that.
I know.
If you can help
and,
it.
And so I tried to ramp the farm up as fast as possible, and I just couldn't get it up, you know, and running to that degree of profitability fast enough to pay all the bills without going to work.
So it's not dissimilar that a lot of local farmers face, but many local farmers do have the farm through the family, at least, so they're not starting with that initial land investment, which is huge, and then equipment to go on top of it.
And then if there's that whole farm-to-table movement, usually, like, say, the Northampton Brewery, they have a restaurant, and then they say, hey, we should have a farm. We should have a farm component to it.
Right.
But you had the farm and got a restaurant component to
it. Well, and the benefit to me, I just wish I had more, you know, another couple days every week, is that I don't have to spend 5 minutes marketing anything I grow.
Do you buy it from yourself and then just pay yourself lots of money?
No, well, we buy it fairly.
Who's selling me these tomatoes at this ridiculous price? I don't know, Nick. But maybe it's me.
But every penny goes to the farmer, no? Which is you.
No middleman.
That's definitely an interesting business model. So what do you, Nick Seaman, grow on the farm in Leverett that supports the Black Sheep Deli that we might actually see when we're there?
I bring maple syrup down. We bake with maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
I bring a lot of raspberries. My first priority is to feed my family, so it's whatever's left over after I feed the family.
That's a good
way
to do it.
Last year, we brought a lot of potatoes, onions, asparagus, basil. We made a lot of pesto for the store. We go through a lot of pesto, so I really couldn't grow enough basil to do that. A lot of tomatoes, a lot of hot peppers. We smoked our own chipotle peppers last year, which was really fun.
Are you doing the farming solo?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it's like just local hero confession.
That's right.
Yeah. You know. You're a secret farmer.
I'm a secret farmer.
Does the farm relate to the name of the Black Sheep in any way?
Yeah, well, we named the Black Sheep Deli after the black sheep that we raise, Black Welsh Mountain Sheep.
Do you still have actual Black Welsh Mountain Sheep on
the
farm?
We do not. We raised them for years. They were a rare breed. We got out of sheep when we had too many kids to take care of, and it was too much work, you know, birthing lambs in January at midnight in the barn.
Got it.
And then you have to go to work to bake at 4 a.m. or something. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I guess you wouldn't want to birth them at the restaurant.
No, it wasn't good.
That would be taking the name a little bit too seriously.
Yeah, so, I think so.
But anyway, that's where the name came from, was from real sheep.
Nick Seaman from the Black Sheep Deli in Amherst. You said you started the Black Sheep and the farm in the mid-80s. That's not the high point for agriculture in the Pioneer Valley. What possessed you to buy a farm? Like, what made you? You didn't come from a farming background necessarily, so you didn't have a farm that you inherited. Why did you do this? It's kind of crazy thing.
I grew up in suburbia, Long Island, New York. In effect, in the late 60s, early 70s, child of the 60s, back to the land movement. I would say that I was sent on a different trajectory. On the day in, I think, my senior year in high school, 1972 or 3, when Scott Nearing came and spoke at my high school, who wrote the book called Living the Good Life with his wife, Helen Nearing, and we're homesteading in Maine, and I haven't been the same since. And I also worked for the United Farm Workers as a community organizer in California. So I got the other side, you know, the economics and the broad view of American agriculture working out there. And I just love growing things. I mean, the third piece for me was, I spent a year as an apprentice at the UC Santa Cruz Farm and Garden Project, which is paradise on earth. And I got up every morning and put shorts on and worked in this incredibly magical garden and farm for 13 months. And that was it for me. I just want to grow things.
Nick Seaman from the Black Sheep Deli in Amherst and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.